Oh, yeah. Got 93.5, 104.7 FM Pirate Radio. And I've got a studio full of men this morning, which I enjoy. Because the captain is here. And we also have a podiatrist aboard. What does podiatrist mean? It's a foot doctor.
That's right.
Dr. Jim Anderson is here on board with us this morning. Good morning, Dr. Jim.
Good morning. Good
morning. You prefer that, or are you just Jim, or Dr. Anderson?
Whatever you want to call me.
I feel like I need
pirate
to...
Pirate would be okay.
Yeah.
Well, you are a pirate, okay, officially, now that you're on board here again.
That's true.
You're joining us again after many years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
We have a much better view than the last time.
Oh, this is an awesome view.
Yeah, because the last time we could only see people's feet.
That's right.
Because we were in the basement over at Drake Plaza, but now we get to see everything right here. So,
exactly.
Anyway, that's not really what we're talking about. We're talking about the podiatry industry.
Yeah, and by the way, Dr. Jim here takes care of me peg leg. Yeah.
Very nice. And you're healing up nicely, are you?
That's the word. I can't see it myself.
Oh, that's true, right.
Yeah, so, but report is that it's healing nicely. So
awesome.
Got that going for me.
So I guess probably what is the first thing that people ask you? Why did you go to school to be a foot doctor,
I suppose? I get asked that.
I'm sure you do. So
probably in a simple way, it was just an area of medicine that was, you don't have to deal with life and death issues.
Ah, right.
A little bit of its lifestyle because it's challenging enough.
Sure.
But yet not dealing with life and death situations. And most of our patients are pretty happy. We have a pretty high success rate.
Yeah.
So we're taking care of pain, and sounds kind of funny, but it's true.
Well, feet are pretty important things.
Right.
Yeah, they really are.
And I would think, especially around here, you probably see maybe a lot of hiking accidents.
Yeah,
and,
quite
you know, people do a lot of athletic, outdoorsy stuff up in the hills. So
exactly.
Like me, I happen to tend to spill once in a while. But
well, we won't say why.
No, I just fell down. Fell down. It's all good.
Didn't have anything to do with flip-flops or
no, I was like actually wearing probably not the best shoes, but they were better than flip-flops.
She wears flip-flops in the middle of winter.
Oh, she does.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe not so much anymore, but, you know, because of the foot injury. But anyway, so are you looking for new patients or always?
Yeah, always, yeah.
So if somebody has a foot issue of any kind?
Exactly. Okay. And we're here in Fort Collins and we're down in Broomfield.
Okay, so
two different locations.
Two offices.
Exactly.
Nice. So if somebody's commuting, they could pop into the Broomfield one.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Been around a long time, too, and
a
great reputation,
I must say. Thank you. Yeah, around 40 years.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Seriously.
Wow.
Been taken care of. What's the most common foot thing that you see?
Probably heel pain.
Oh,
if I had to say one thing, what we call plantar fasciitis.
Yeah.
And that's really super common.
Sure.
And kind of the newer thing with that, well, it's not new to us, but it might be new to the listening audience, is we do quite a bit of regenerative medicine, like stem cell.
Oh, that. That would be, I know
it's
there's
very helpful.
Great advances going on with
that.
Yeah. You guys even do restless leg
stuff? Yeah. Well, in fact, I brought a book. I'm promoting a book.
Hey, how about that?
And it's called A Perfect Night's Sleep, and you can buy it on Amazon. But I was the first doctor to publish a paper on restless legs because we're finding we can surgically open up nerve tunnels in the legs, just like carpal tunnel surgery. There's about three of these tunnels that we open up to get rid of pressure on the nerves, and that can relieve your restless legs. So we have people actually that fly in from out of state because I'm kind of known for this.
Wow.
So it's kind of weird because I'm a podiatrist, but yet I'm kind
working
of
with the legs
for my restless legs. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wrote a book about it too. And that's really a hard problem because people suffer at night. They can't sleep. And they kind of sleep. They kind of suffer silently. And there's a lot of other things that'll affect your sleep. But restless legs is up there. Sometimes it's really severe. And we do some non-surgical things for it too. But, but we're addressing these nerve pathways where the tunnels become tight, and that's what we do differently. So we're trying to get people. A lot of people come to us because they want to get off the medications.
Sure, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, do you also deal with like toenail issues, things like that?
That's great to mention that, Sue. We deal a lot with toenail fungus. It's not too glamorous, but it's a great service we we offer because, you know, people, they like to call their nails kind of icky looking, and they just don't like the appearance sometimes.
Sure.
Sometimes they become painful, and they may get an ingrown nail, but we do quite a bit of laser treatment
to
get rid of toenail fungus.
Okay.
Wow.
And we've been doing that for well over a decade, too. But that is a really nice service for people.
Yeah. Now, is it true that, like me wearing flip-flops, I have less issues with that sort of thing than maybe people who wear socks and shoes a lot because of their job or whatever?
Exactly. Because the fungus on the toenails, it likes a wet and kind of dark area to reside. And so if you get a little bit more exposure and have the air blowing across your toes,
sure,
probably a little bit better.
I always wondered about that because I think I have one, but for the most part, I don't really have issues with that.
That's an advantage to walking in the shoe gear that you have.
Yeah, it might not be the best for my ankles and feet.
And sunshine probably doesn't hurt either.
Oh, probably doesn't hurt either.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So if people are interested in having you take a look at their feet,
yes,
then how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, our telephone number is 970 it's 484-4620.
I know you don't call yourself.
I know. I was going to give my cell phone. No, but it's 484-4620, and you can look it up at AndersonPodiatryCenter.com on the internet. So.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
we've got a lot of great YouTube videos if you go to YouTube too.
Oh, so we can see foot stuff.
Yes, all kinds.
Yeah.
Of stuff.
Foot stuff.
Foot stuff.
So you like, you know, shoes and feet in general, the appearance, is there something that attracts you to feet?
Actually, not too much.
No?
It's just a fun area to deal with problems, I think.
Very helpful to people.
Yeah, very helpful. Very rewarding to people. And the lifestyle is good because you don't have to be on call.
Right.
Doctors pick what they do sometimes based upon the lifestyle a little bit, not the body parts, maybe, so to speak. So, and people kind of forget about that because some people are wired to be maybe an emergency room doctor, you know,
sure,
and others just can take that stress. So just depends on what you want.
Well, and the feet are actually very complicated things.
Exactly.
How many bones actually in the foot?
About 26.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 26. And earlier you talked about people being active. That's kind of how I got involved in this. I was a ski instructor part-time when I was in college at CU Boulder, but I just kind of learned about this through ski instructing, and you know, a doctor was doing something with ski racers in Aspen, and I was like, and as a podiatrist, I said, what the heck? Because it was a sports aspect of it.
Right.
And I never heard of podiatry, so that was the first thing that got me going.
Yeah.
So, and you don't live in Aspen, darn it.
No, I don't.
Tell us about your book one more time before we have to wrap it up.
A Perfect Night's Sleep, Eliminate Restless Leg Syndrome. And you can find it on Amazon. And it's got endorsements by a doctor at Johns Hopkins. And it's got endorsement also by the doctor that did the first face transplant.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Now
Dr. Marie
is something else.
Yeah.
I thought that was just a movie.
No, it's
not
real.
Sounds like a movie. Yeah, she's a really neat lady, and she works a lot on nerves like I do. But a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
Well, we'll
make
sure to put a picture of your book and how to reach, you know, to get that book as well. So thanks so much for being here.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, coming and talking about feet.
Yeah. And I've got an appointment tomorrow, so I'll be seeing you again.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are like BFFs.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
All right, Dr. Jim Anderson, a podiatrist. Give us your best ARG.
ARG.
93.5. Do it again.
No, that's good.